It's been a pretty humbling experience to transcribe all of the names of your cloud of witnesses onto this cross. It got a little bit bigger than I had imagined in my mind, but isn't that like God? He's always bigger than you ever imagined. When this idea kind of formed, I thought people would write a name or two. This represents all the cards that people turned in, and some people had 30 names on it. One of the wonderful things was the children. There are cards that are obviously done in children's handwriting, and it's so neat to see all the people that they named and all the people that you named. And I spent many hours sitting, which is not something I do very well, just really enjoying the stories. There's just so many stories of faith that reach back to generations and reach forward to eternity. There are so many, many stories that each one of these names tells. It's kind of fitting that we wrap up the end of the Stewardship Pledge campaign on the day that the youth do the programming, because they are here because you have supported ministries of this church. They're here because of what you did last Sunday at the pie auction. They're here because you're a parent and you brought your child here. They're here because a friend of theirs brought them. So it really brings home the importance of all of our ministries. You got a pledge card in the mail a couple of weeks ago. If you didn't get a pledge card, there are some in the back by the upper room. And please take one and carefully consider this week your pledge of support for 2010, because that sets the budget for our ministries that we will do next year. And so fill the card out, put it in the offering plate, or bring it next Sunday. Next Sunday we're going to consecrate these gifts to the glory of God, and we're going to join that cloud of witnesses that started 160 years ago with this church in Warsaw, Missouri. We're going to join those clouds of witnesses. We're not going to break that cord. So spend this week in prayer. Decide what you can do to continue the growth and the support that we have in this church, and we'll come and celebrate next Sunday. If you get a chance too, it's going to be sitting over here. We haven't quite decided what to do with it, but look for the names. Many of you are on there.
Thank you, Leslie.
Seriously, come up and take a look at this. It is just amazing to look at all the names. Being a newbie myself, there's a lot of people on there that I don't know. And it is just amazing, over 160 years, the wall of faith that has been built in this congregation alone, let alone all of the people. You have come from many different places, and you have people of faith in your life that aren't associated with this particular church that you can celebrate as well. And man, it is just amazing to look at. So thank you so much for participating in that. Please come up and take a look at it after the service is over so that you'll be aware of what's going on there. I also want to say, you know, I believe it, and you just keep proving it, and I am just amazed with the people of this church in so many ways. And last week with the auction that took place downstairs, a lot of hard work went into that, and the youth wants to thank everyone who donated to that or worked at that to make it successful. However, last week, what was the final number, Jamie, as of last week? Yes. No, last week. That is absolutely amazing, and with what has come in this week, the youth are over $10,000 for that event. folks, with the year that it's been financially for many of you, and it is just, I just give God praise for the way you believe in the youth of this church and the ministries of this church. And with what Leslie lifted up just a little bit ago, I just give God praise for you and the fact that this church believes in changing lives. Amen. And let us continue along that path so that we can continue to be a beacon of light to this community and the world. I hope that you filled out your connection card. I am glad that you're here today. Please make sure you put that connection card in the offering basket later on in the service. The youth have done a lot of work to prepare. Hello, I don't need my bald spot showing up. I got a haircut and it really shows up there. You know, I could cover it up before. No, seriously. I am so glad you're here to see what the youth have in store for you. The church is already beautiful because of what the worship team did the other night. And just wait until they build on that throughout this service. God's blessings to you. We'll have a prayer and then a prelude and we'll begin our service. Let us pray. Dear God, we thank you so very much for all the things that you give us. I thank you, Lord, for this church and each person that that means is involved with the ministries of this church. We give you praise, God, for the way that you multiply the gifts that we can give. Each of us individually, together, become a great amount because of your presence, Lord. The whole is so much more than the sum of the parts. And that is because of your presence in the life of this church. And this morning, as we gather to worship you, Lord, we ask for your powerful anointing to be upon us. Anoint us fully, God. Anoint us in a way, Lord, so that we can focus our hearts and our minds upon you and give you glory and give you praise, Lord. Be with the youth as they share with us your wonders this morning about this first Sunday of Advent. Help us, God, as we look forward to your Son coming into this world as a baby. Remind us, Lord, that that is what Christmas is all about. So now, come among us, Lord. Wash over us with your Spirit. Let your light shine so bright that all the shadows of our souls run scared from your light, God. Make us one with each other and one with you in Jesus' holy name. Amen.